you going through an identity crisis? Maybe you're one of the graduates this May and you're struggling with identity change as a student, or you moved cities or pivoted careers. Whatever major life change you're going through, I hope you find this episode helpful. Welcome back to Through the Looking Glass podcast. My name is Lavanya. My goal is to empower listeners, even in the smallest way possible, and improve your well-being. If you found my podcast and enjoying it, please follow and rate the show. It really would make a huge difference for a brand new show and lets me know I'm doing a good job. If you want to know more about me, behind the scenes, and podcast clips, follow me on Instagram. All my socials are linked below. So this week, I wanted to talk about identity change. Some listeners may remember I'm in grad school and it's been a huge part of my life and identity. I was getting my degree part-time, so I've been in school for the past 3 years, which is a long time. Being a grad student became a big part of my identity. And now that I'm graduating, it feels like there's this big shift in my life. I think anyone going through a major life event can relate. Whether it's a move, a new job, graduating, or a new relationship even, a lot of my solo episodes are influenced by the things that I'm going through and the people around me. It gives me an excuse to do some research, get deeper, and I love sharing my lessons and thoughts. For starters, what exactly does identity and identity change even mean? It is subjective, but here's the textbook definition. Identity refers to our sense of who we are as individuals and as members of social groups. It also refers to our sense of how others may perceive or label us. So our perception of who we are has a dramatic effect on our lives. Identity changes refer to changes in the meaning of how we think, feel, and express ourselves. It's a huge part of growing, and our 20s is a particularly turbulent time. However, it's not an easy feeling to navigate. Change is scary. I think it's human nature to struggle with our identities at some point in our lives. Even the people who seem like they always know who they are struggle with life transitions. I think identifying you may be going through an identity crisis is a great first step. An identity crisis is defined as a period of uncertainty or confusion in a person's life. This crisis occurs when a person's sense of identity becomes insecure and unstable. Next, I want to talk about some signs of normal identity shifting. There may be up to 7 symptoms that could give you a sign you're experiencing an identity crisis. Feeling conflicted or feeling uncertain is a huge sign. Another one is questioning what you're doing and will do. I think regulating your emotions when you're going through an identity change or a crisis is difficult and can leave you feeling emotionally scattered. Another big sign is feeling this internal chaos. I think part of this emotional chaos is losing the sense of purpose that comes with belonging. So another sign of an identity crisis is questioning your value or worth and feeling insecure. If any of this resonates with you, you may be experiencing an identity change or crisis in your life. With graduation for many students this spring, feeling uncertain and worried about the next chapter is common, especially knowing you're leaving the sense of belonging that you get in a university community and friends parting ways. Identity can often be tied to communities or shared experiences. Many people move or travel while others stay home. Regardless, there's a shift in our routines of seeing our classmates, the structure of school, and the social interactions it comes with. I've noticed there's a duality of emotions here. Simultaneously feeling excited and anxious. There's a sense of accomplishment with graduating, and the satisfaction of an achievement is a high. So it can be odd to be happy and sad at the same time. Both the negative and positive emotions are valid. This ties into the signs of feeling emotionally scattered and questioning what you're doing when you're going through an identity change. I'm sure the thought of, what am I doing with my life, has crossed most of our minds. One thing graduates worry about is getting a job. While some worry about finding one, others worry about failing at their new job. Transitioning to finding new purpose and feeling insecure about it is a completely normal part of identity shifts. I remember going through this after undergrad too. I had moved to a new city for a new job, so it was a confusing period. But eventually, I found my foothold and my tribe. Often people who are goal-oriented thrive in school. I think I am definitely one of those people who likes to have a plan and execute it. So when there's uncertainty, there's a desire to eliminate ambiguity. There's actually a term for it. It's called cognitive closure, meaning there's a human need to obtain a straight answer to any question. However, as I mentioned earlier, the literal definition of an identity crisis is a period of uncertainty or confusion in a person's life. So, how do you cope and deal with going through an identity change like this? You are not alone. There are many causes of an identity crisis, like marriage, divorce, losing a loved one, moving, losing a job, becoming a parent, etc. I just talked about it from the perspective of soon-to-be graduates. So I have four tips to help you deal with this big life change. The first is acknowledging and accepting your feelings. I know that sounds basic and out of a self-help book, that's really not that helpful. I've read surface level stuff like that too. So I want to take it one level deeper and talk about what I think that means. It's normal to feel uncomfortable despite the excitement. Sometimes you have to sit with your discomfort and let the feelings marinate a little. One thing I've been doing lately is taking long walks just to be with my thoughts. It's nice sometimes to not listen to music or podcast. It gives you time to soak in your feelings or just get some quiet time. We overstimulate in the age of social media, so I think you have to be intentional about thinking about the changes going on in your life. What do you feel in your body? Do you have a sensation in your stomach, heart, or shoulders? It's part of being self-aware. Pay attention to your nervous stomach or stiff shoulders. It can help narrow down what's going on emotionally. There's always a connection between the mind and the body, right? Pay attention to your anxiety. It's often linked to your stress. If you've been listening or watching my podcast, you would know I like adding actionable advice. So the first exercise in today's episode is start a feelings journal. This can be in your notes section. Keep it short. Just write down a log of your emotions throughout the day or whenever you notice something pop into your mind. So this brings me to the next tip. Understand negative emotions. Most of us can easily digest happy feelings, and it's often the ones that's celebrated, encouraged even. Be happy, excited, proud. It's also socially acceptable to show positive emotions, or maybe this is just an immigrant mentality. So I wanted to talk about how to deal with negative emotions. Earlier in the episode, I spoke about the duality of emotions. Feeling happy and sad at the same time during a positive experience can throw you through a loop. Another duality I've noticed is feeling grateful and a sense of loss. Particularly in my personal experience of getting an MBA, I feel incredibly grateful I was able to do this. It's a huge weight off my shoulders to check it off in life. As happy as I am, there's a feeling of loss too, because of how great this period of my life was. It can be unsettling to transition to a new, unknown life chapter. Another negative emotion I want to bring up is guilt. This may sound odd at first, but in the months leading up to graduation, I felt a sense of panic and guilt for not doing enough. Maybe it's some sort of overachiever syndrome, but I was worried I didn't take advantage of opportunities or that I should have done more in school. It sounds stupid because shouldn't getting the degree be enough? But there's always something you didn't have time to do, whether it's networking or taking another class. I know this is a mindset shift that needs to happen, but my point is, a lot of students do put a lot of pressure on themselves to do more and feel guilty for that. Maybe it's not even something central to going through identity changes, but I wanted to share how understanding your negative emotions is a hard and needed step. It can really help understand the whys. Maybe it is connected to your identity crisis and helps deal with big changes. Next, on your recovery path from your identity crisis, I would recommend redefining your core beliefs and values. This one is interesting to me because the older I get, I realize how much we change and our values evolve. We become different people on the other side of change. Pay attention to this internal shift. Rather than limiting us, change can actually expand us. I wish I did this when I was younger, but I'm starting now. Write a list of personal values and beliefs. It would be so cool to revisit in a few years and see what's changed or what you'd like to mend. If you're stuck on thinking about what your core values are, start with asking these questions. What's most important to you in your life? What are you passionate about? What are you no longer interested in? What makes you upset? When you're starting something new, like jumping into a new chapter post-graduation, it can be comforting to know who you are. This list, in a way, is the definition of you. I hope seeing that on paper helps you feel better during an uncertain period. The next step or tip might be predictable for me, but it's goal setting. An identity crisis may be a sign you need a sense of purpose in your life. As a planner, setting goals can help you feel relaxed that you have something to work towards. It's a hard task when you're finishing a big chapter like getting a degree, but that's exactly why it's a great time. I've said it before that I don't like 5-year plans because it's just too long. So I would focus on thinking about the next 2 to 3 years. If you're starting a new job, think about what skills you want to gain. If you're moving, maybe you want to start a new hobby. For myself, I know I'll have more time in my life now that I'm done with grad school, so I'll be thinking about what I want to focus my energy on next. It might be helpful to think about what makes you happy. Maybe your new hobby is the goal that you set. It can be something fun for you to work towards. Goal setting doesn't have to be work-related or career-oriented. Even something like learning a new language is a great goal to set. So that's all I have for you today. I hope you found these 4 tips and this chat about identity change helpful. Send this to a friend who's going through a big change. And happy graduation to the class of 2024. Thank you so much for listening or watching, wherever you are in the world. Thank you again. Bye.